wrote a song for everyone, and for some reason that reminded me of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as well as our own jazz musician, Sam Meltich, who is joining us in the studio now.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here today. So it's important that you're here on this day, on Martin Luther King Jr., because this benefit coming up on Friday kind of plays into that, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this Friday, January 20th, from 7 to 9 at the Macross the Arts Center, my group, Sam Meltich and Friends, which will have my dad, Matthew Meltich, of course, Jay Epstein on drums, and Charmin Michelle on vocals. We're going to be putting on a benefit concert, and all the proceeds will go to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and it's going to be $15 at the door. We're not doing pre-ticket sales. We just want people to show up and take the money that way. And
So why the Southern Poverty Law Center? What moved you to do this?
Well, I've been dealing with a lot of anger and despair over the past few months, and I might not be the only person. And I've sort of felt like, you know, I found that in my own personal life that, you know, when I have sort of these feelings of anger and despair, it just winds up sort of poisoning my own life and poisoning the life of people around me. So my feeling was, if there's something that's happened that you're upset about, why not take some actual positive action? So, and the reason I chose the Southern Poverty Law Center is it's dedicated to fighting hate and bigotry and to seeking justice for the most vulnerable members of society. And they're using litigation, education, and forms of advocacy to work towards a day when the ideals of equal justice and equal opportunity will be a reality. And they monitor hate groups and other extremists throughout the United States and expose their activity to the public, the media, and law enforcement. And they were founded in 1971 to ensure the promise of the civil rights movement become a reality for all. So I can't imagine a better day to be talking about this. So it's really kind of perfect. And over the past year, there's been a dramatic rise in incidents of hate in the United States. And I've chosen to put this benefit concert on because I wanted to contribute to an organization that has a longstanding history of combating hatred that was founded during the civil rights movement of the 60s and 70s. And to me, this is just a really pragmatic and positive step that we can put forwards towards a brighter future. And, you know, for me, a future of respect, tolerance, and hopefully a greater sense of love. So that's kind of my feelings around the thing. So,
isn't it interesting how art can take you out of those places about creativity?
Oh.
And art can, you're doing something, first of all, but it also, it's hard to kind of explain how creativity can get you places.
Yeah, it's kind of remarkable to me because if you look at social movements throughout history, it seems like art is always tied to those events. And it's, you know, it's one thing to contribute money, but it's another thing to tie it in with art. Because to me, like with something like this, where the power is if you don't have the money, you don't have the power. You got to do stuff. You got to make things happen. So, you know, I knew that I wanted to do something in that regards where we could really make a long-lasting difference. But then sort of the larger communal feeling that comes from something like, you know, a musical performance. And for me, the beauty of jazz is it's a music that it couldn't exist without diversity. The only way that it can exist is, you know, it's with African traditions, Native American traditions, and European traditions all melded together, you know, and it's truly a product of the diversity of our country. And I think that's an issue that's really important, and that's sort of an issue of the day right now. And so it seems like a very symbolic gesture to be performing this kind of music for this type of an event. And I have basically said that for the next 4 years, I'm going to be working very hard. And for me, the medium of which I can work is music. Because, you know, there is this sort of point of despair and desperation of, like, what can I do individually? You know, I felt like, well, I can vote the way I vote my values and beliefs. But then I just felt like that wasn't enough. There's more that has to be done. And a big part of it is education for other people and to help them, you know, vote and make decisions like that too. So yeah, that's, you know, that's some of the feelings behind it.
We're talking with Sam Meltich this morning. There is an event coming up this Friday night, 7 to 9 o'clock at the Macrosti Art Center. We've got Sam on guitar, Charmin Michelle on vocals.
Yes.
She'll be there. Matthew Miltich on bass and Jay Epstein.
Epstein
on drums. Yeah. Now, Sam, you mentioned, I knew, you know, since your dad, you and your dad play together, and yep. I sort of know generally that you come from a musical family. I didn't yep. realize how deep it went in your family.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to the first generation in the United States. My granddad was an upright bassist and was trained in classical music from the University of Minnesota, and he led swing bands back in the 1930s. He graduated from the Virginia Public School System, which had incredible music program in those days, and then wound up going to the University of Minnesota, got a degree in classical bass, and then wound up for years before he came back to northern Minnesota, led swing bands and wow. played with Twin Cities musicians. And then my grandmother, my Nana, on my dad's side, was a cellist, also graduated from the University of Minnesota, and my mom's mother was a classically trained pianist too. So it's many generations worth of musicians, and it's, I don't know if it was planned that way. Maybe it just all came out three generations yeah. later, you know?
Now, are your boys music boys?
I hope they will be. I gave Evo his actual first guitar lesson about a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he did well. You know, he's able to hold down the G chord, and the next day, you know, he said something, he's like, okay, Dad, now we have to review the first chord before we go on. I'm like, okay, there's the G. Okay, now here's the C, you know?
Wow.
So he's very interested, and Leo says he wants to play the violin.
Wow.
And he's also been interested in the upright bass like his papa.
Wow.
So I don't know. Who knows? They're six and three and a half. But, you know, however they want to do it is fine by me. You know, they got to love it. So, but, you know, I've been thinking a little bit about issues sort of surrounding injustice, and this analogy kind of came to my mind here recently, which is, you know, if some kind of injustice occurs and there's some kind of hurt, you know, it seems like you wouldn't respond with, well, I didn't do it. That's not the correct response. The correct response would be, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry this happened. What can I do to help? You know, and so that analogy kind of came to me and inspired me. Of, you know, what do we got to do to help each other to all survive on this planet? Because mm-hmm. we're all in it together,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you know, this was just my way of contributing right now, and hopefully we can do more of it too.
Well, that event is coming up this Friday, and from 7 to 9 at the McCrossey Arts Center. We're also excited because you are part of the Center Stage Minnesota
yes.
Concert Series for
I feel honored.
February, and Charmin Michelle will be a part of that. Now, she was in the Great Northern Radio Show with us. Was it
yep.
last summer? You guys were
yep,
there with
that's
us.
That's right.
Not only is she a great musician, she is such a great person to talk to and to get to know. How did you get connected with Charmin in the first place?
Oh, it's kind of a long story. I'm not sure we have all the time. But it first started with my dad hearing her at a conference when he was down in the Twin Cities. You know, he and his colleagues from Itasca Community College were sitting at the bar, and they were talking, and he kept turning his head and going, guys, come on. Like, I'm trying to listen here. And so we got her disc. And so I grew up, you know, when you're a kid, you don't realize certain things. So to me, she was just like Billie Holiday. She was just another brilliant jazz singer. And it just so happened that Dave Carr, who I play with now all the time, just happened to be on that disc. And so I've played with all but one of the people on that disc, not by design, but just by the nature of playing music. So anyways, we kind of found out about her that way, and then wound up, you know, it was interesting. My mom said, you know, I'd like to hire you to play for my husband's birthday. And she said, yeah, that'd be great. I do birthday parties all the time. She said, what should I hire for a band? She said, well, we have a band. And Charmin said, what? You know, really? And she said, yeah, my husband and my son play. And she goes, okay, you know. So anyways, it was sort of facilitated that way by my mom.
Wow.
And we played together at this birthday party, the three of us, and the rest is history. And we started gigging together, and gosh, I've known her since I was about 15 years old. So
wow. Well, very cool. So Sam and Charmin and Matthew and Jay, they'll be performing this Friday, but also for the third Thursday of the month, the Center Stage Minnesota Concert Series at the Rife Center. And Sam, we're going to play a little bit from your Live at the VFW release here. This is
terrific.
Joint is Jumpin'.